Hi, I'm Kevin McManus. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the Real Life Work podcast. Today's podcast topic is on how to measure process improvement effectiveness. And this How to Measure Process Improvement Effectiveness post, it began as an Industrial and Systems Engineer magazine article I wrote a few years ago. Back then, I just completed a National Malcolm Baldrige Performance Excellence Program site visit. On that particular site visit, my role was to evaluate the organization's processes for information capture, analysis, and use. As I prepared questions for the visit in this area, some new questions came into my own mind. How should an organization measure organizational progress in idea, best practice, and innovation generation? Unfortunately, few organizations do little more in this area than count the number of ideas they capture and implement over time. Some don't even do that. For starters, what's the difference between an idea, a best practice, and an innovation? Also, does it make sense to track the frequencies at which we generate, evaluate, and implement each of these items? Such questions help me generate a variety of possible process improvement measures in my mind. As a set, these metrics represent an effectiveness snapshot of an organization's process improvement system. So first of all, let's explore the idea, best practice, innovation definition difference. I suspect that most people would struggle to explain the difference between an idea, a best practice, and an innovation. I know I did at first. But the more I thought about it, clarity and distinctions began to emerge. Ideas come first. Some ideas are good and some are not. Some have been tried before and worked. Others have failed time after time. We all get ideas all of the time. It's the ones that give us step change results that we're after. Best practices are ideas that have been proven to work. Their results compare well against relevant benchmarks. Do you want to be one of the best hospitals, school systems, or small businesses nationally for a given measure? If so, results for that measure should compare favorably with national top percentiles. You need best practice work systems to sustain such results. However, a caution exists. As with innovations, best practice claims are made much more than they are proven. True innovations are even more difficult to find. Innovations lead to breakthrough results. You can see it in the data. Such results are what some call step changes in performance or hopping S-curves. As with best practices, innovative claims tend to be overstated. Often, people think something is innovative simply because it's new to them. In other cases, a change may be new within a given business sector, but commonplace in other sectors. Best practice or innovation? Show me the results before I make a choice in that area. So, how many ideas, best practices, and potential innovations do you implement? As I thought about ideas, innovations, and best practices an organization generates daily, possible effectiveness measures came into my mind. First, we have to capture, count, and trend the three improvement types: ideas, innovations, best practices. Also, we must consider the status of the three improvement types. Post-idea capture, what becomes of your ideas, best practices, and innovations as they move towards evaluation? How many of your key work processes do the ideas you capture impact? At what rate do you identify best practices and innovations versus mere ideas? For example, what percentage of the total ideas, best practices, and innovations collected were ideas versus innovations? Most importantly, what are the different implementation rates for each type of improvement? High-performance organizations know their process improvement rates. Plus, they know the degree that improvement affects all key processes. Unfortunately, in most organizations, we're lucky if we even track ideas captured and implemented over time. For the organization or site as a whole, we don't even get into processes or business units or service lines. And that's where we really understand what drives our organization from a creativity perspective. What do you think? So, how do you measure process improvement effectiveness? Test yourself. Can you describe the difference between an idea, a best practice, and an innovation? If so, do you know the rates at which you generate each type of improvement across your work teams? Do you also know your respective evaluation and implementation rates? Don't worry if the use of such rates sounds a bit foreign to you. Sadly, few organizations can provide evidence of such process improvement rates. One only wonders how their leaders determine if their current improvement rate is sustainable, or if it's fast enough or good enough. What keeps them ahead of the competition without trends for such measures? Most organizations struggle to provide evidence of their process improvement effectiveness. They don't know the rates at which they generate ideas of any type, good or bad. Also, evaluation and implementation rates are unclear or unknown. Ask for similar rates for higher order improvements, like best practices and innovations. Often, the reaction tends to be the deer in the headlights look. Wait a minute, I just gave you ideas. What do you mean? There's also best practices? There's also innovations? And then, how fast do your processes improve? Do you have enough great ideas in the process improvement bank for future use? So how can we measure process improvement effectiveness? First of all, leaders can create a variety of rates to gauge process improvement effectiveness. These rates go beyond the basic how many ideas do we capture monthly counts. To start, simply sort the total improvement options you capture for a given time period into 9 groups. Then, calculate a percent of total rate for the 9 different idea, best practice, and innovation counts. Also, you can use a time period as the denominator, such as per day or per month. On the Great Systems website, if you go to the page about measuring process improvement effectiveness, and you can find that in the sidebar, you can find some PDF downloads that show you examples of these 9 measures that I'm talking about. Since the 9 count totals exist, I trend these 9 percentages over time as baseline indicators. More importantly, I look at first, what percentage of total work processes are in play, and 2, how many ideas per employee work hour are being generated. For starters, however, only track the idea, best practice, and innovation generation rates to gauge process improvement effectiveness. Over time, you can trend all 9 types of rates. Consider the use of total employee work hours as your denominator. Not days, not months, but actual employee work hours. That's your driver here. Such an approach provides a much better reflection of effective staff engagement. So, 3 types of ideas, best practices, innovations, and then 3 statuses. Implemented, on hold, new. It's all detailed in the handout, so please take a look at those. You can use process improvement rates to enhance and sustain competitiveness. That's the whole goal of this. This is where I became even more intrigued. Can someone claim to be, let alone prove they are, a high performer if they can't produce trend lines with benchmarks for process improvement effectiveness rates such as these? I mean, this is a challenge even at the top level with the National Baldrige Process. Most award recipients typically look at idea generation rates, and they may make distinctions between average ideas and innovations, but they rarely look at the 9 metrics I'm talking about here, and they rarely segment them or split them across sites or across work groups or across product or service lines. But with today's technology, we can do that. And that's the point here. If we make it easy for people to contribute their thoughts, we can then make it easier to process those thoughts. All right. So are we willing to focus on outcome gains alone, such as fewer lost customers and lower costs, more revenue and profit generated, or a reduction in accidents reported? Those are outcome measures. How effectively do such measures tell us if our work systems are sustainable and agile enough for the future? Don't we need leading indicators of potential process excellence to remain sustainable in the future? So, for example, our innovation generation rate is good, and our innovation implementation rate is not too bad. That's a good thing. Some people don't even know. I don't even know if anything we suggest is innovative. We haven't talked about the difference between an idea and an innovation. As with most measures, these rates tell us different things about our idea generation and our stakeholder engagement processes. Our current evaluation and implementation rates give us insight into the degree that process changes occur right now. In too many organizations, idea backlogs exist. In fact, in most organizations, massive idea backlogs exist. Such backlogs occur when the evaluation and implementation processes contain too much waste and/or the organization is unable to devote time to process the ideas, and it's often the latter. Now, the dilemma is people will not contribute potential improvement options if they don't think their ideas will be given prompt and fair consideration. So now, if we can't process because we don't have enough folks, or our processes are too slow because they're waste-laden, then we don't respond to our folks fast enough, and that kills engagement, that kills innovation. So these need to be crisp, efficient processes. The three generation rates, along with the ratios that exist between the rates, help define our improvement potential. So for example, what is your ratio of best practices versus common ideas, of innovations versus common ideas? What percentage of suggested ideas actually get implemented? Typically, the percentage of all ideas that represent possible innovation is the lowest rate. Next, the best practice percent of total rate is often found. Most organizations struggle to consistently generate any form of improvement idea. Think about it. How many ideas per person do you generate at your site or in your company each month, each week, or each day? Finally, how do you share, find, and use ideas, best practices, and innovations? Those are our two dimensions. We got three types of improvements, and we want to find them, share them, and use them. Leaders need process improvement effectiveness rates. Such rates give them insight into who they engage in their formal process improvement efforts. Leaders can't think of everything themselves. They have to find out from the folks that do the work where the improvements are and what can be changed. Ad hoc, poorly aligned improvement efforts produce inconsistent results and only pockets of excellence at best. Typically, most companies only engage a small percentage of their staff in idea generation on a consistent basis. What percentage of your workforce do you actively engage in a formal process improvement effort? In turn, we only consistently improve a small percentage of work processes to any degree year over year. What is the case in your organization? In most companies, their process improvement engine is too small, and they're not putting enough time-based process improvement fuel into that engine. Coordinated idea capture, evaluation, and implementation efforts contribute significantly to accelerated progress on the road to operational excellence. Sadly, evidence of best practice implementation and true innovation is tough to find in too many companies. However, a small percentage of organizations are beginning to figure out the improvement angles. Check out the application summaries from past national Malcolm Baldrige Performance Excellence Program recipients for possible great work system examples. In summary, here's some key ways to improve the effectiveness of your process improvement work system. First of all, use a common database for all potential improvements. Most people keep separate databases by department or even by individual leader. That is not integration. Use a common database for all potential improvements. Use database fields to classify each idea as an idea, best practice, or potential innovation. You can also use the database to help track improvement status. Secondly, create operational definitions for each of these three terms. Your definitions don't have to match mine, but we do need to have common knowledge of what each of the terms means at your site or within your team. Include specific examples of each improvement type to help your team make distinctions between each term. Number three, include process improvement effectiveness rates in your set of KPIs, your set of key performance indicators. Use trend and statistical process control data to help set short and long-term goals to improve each rate annually. So first of all, what are your improvement rates? And then how much variation are there in those rates? And what is a realistic rate of improvement for those rates over time? Fourth, make it easy for any employee to submit an improvement for consideration. One of the best applications I learned about this at the Quest conference way back when was from David Branch at Branch Smith Printing in Fort Worth, Texas. He didn't spend lots of money going to a consultant. He just designed something in Microsoft Access. But it made it easy for any employee to submit an improvement for consideration. He designed the submittal form to help the idea, best practice, or innovation submitter align their proposal with the strategic intent of the company. For example, I have an idea. I want to help improve the company. There's drop-down boxes where I have to link my idea to one of our strategic objectives or one of our KPIs or to one of our organizational values. More importantly, with today's technology, employees should be able to use their phone to submit an improvement idea through a well-designed improvement form. Number five, require every process owner to demonstrate how they personally promote improvement generation and support evaluation and implementation efforts. In other words, this should be part of leader standard work. How much leader standard work each week is devoted to promoting improvement generation? How much leader standard work each week is devoted to evaluation and implementation of improvement ideas? Sadly, in most companies, this number is near zero, and yet we wonder why we don't improve. Include strategies and measures to support such skill development in that leader's personal development plan. So you have to help them make a standard work transition. Finally, meaningfully recognize anyone who makes some form of improvement contribution. No best ideas. Anyone that turns in an innovation, innovation award. Anyone that turns in an idea, idea recognition. Anyone that turns in a best practice recognition. So, how fast does your organization improve? Well, it depends on how you find, share, and use ideas, best practices, and innovations. It's nine dimensions. Find, share, use ideas, best practices, innovations. What do your process improvement effectiveness trend lines look like? Do you even have measures and trend lines right now? How fast do each of your processes improve? Which processes aren't even touched by formal improvement efforts right now? What's your true improvement potential? That's where the power is. Don't get down on, oh my goodness, we're only improving 10% of our processes. Say, wow, I've got 90% of my processes that have low-hanging fruit. What percentage of your work processes do you improve each year and to what degree? Only time will tell. So please stay tuned for future podcasts. I do invite you to subscribe to the Great Systems YouTube channel to stay in touch with the great training that I'm putting out there on the intranet. And please subscribe to the Real Life Work podcast. You can currently do that on Amazon, on Google Podcasts, on Spotify. Soon you'll be able to do it on Apple Podcasts. But subscribe to the Great Systems Real Life Work podcast by Kevin McManus. And please subscribe to the Great Systems YouTube channel. You can always visit my website if you need some more information of this nature, but the best way to get it is to come directly to me with an email or a text. So Kevin@GreatSystems.com. Y'all have a super day and keep improving. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. More to come in the future. So long, folks.